The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Welcome to Radio Friends. This is Thursday. It's April the 26th, and we've got Nurse Nancy Beck with us today. We had Nurse Nancy on Radio Friends back in December, and I so enjoyed talking with you. You're the author of a book called Pillow Talk, and I so enjoyed visiting with you. I wanted you to come back again because you've got a lot of good feelings and good ideas about positive thinking. Tell me about the book Pillow Talk, and then I want you to share a few experiences.
Okay. My book Pillow Talk, I had the experience of speaking Pillow Talks to my children, mm-hmm. and the results were so profound, I had to write the book. Mm-hmm. And going in and talking to my children when they're asleep, telling them I love them, how special they are in my life, and being very specific about what makes them special people, and it just builds strong, loving bond between us reduces fears.
And you're telling them this. It's going into their subconscious mind, right?
That's my belief, yes.
It's almost like hypnotism. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So the subconscious mind is hearing this, that you love your children. You're saying, I love you. Mm-hmm. I love you, and you're safe. You're in our warm arms. And it gives a wonderful feeling and confidence, too. Now, as a nurse, how have you used this in your practice of healthcare?
I think using positive words, looking for the best of outcomes, expecting the best of outcomes whenever mm-hmm. you go through something.
There was an article in Reader's Digest. It was the November issue, November of last year, 2011, Reader's Digest, called 50 Secrets Nurses Won't Tell You. And you were quoted in Reader's. So how did you get in Reader's Digest?
I belong to a query site called Help a Reporter Out, uh-huh. and also another one called Reporter Connection. And they were just simply asking for nurses to contact them. And I told them I was a nurse with 25 years of experience
and
could be helpful.
You're an mm-hmm. RN. Okay, can I read the one quote in here?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so this is from Reader's Digest last November 11th. And there were 50 secrets nurses won't tell you. I don't know why I would be shouting this from the rooftops.
Absolutely.
This is Nurse Nancy Beck's quote. Positive attitude is everything. I have seen people think themselves well. Now, that's a pretty powerful statement. You've actually seen people think themselves well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I've seen people who have suffered really severe illnesses, and their attitude was the only thing that got them through it. Maybe I shouldn't say it that way. Great nursing care, great medical care, and good attitude.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Right.
I know exactly what you're saying. Because that's not putting down the medical care that you're getting, but you could have the best medical care in the world, and if your mind says you're not going to get better, you're not going to get better.
And people come to that, and their demise is very rapid once they give up their own hope.
You know, I saw that firsthand, and I'll share this story. My father died of lung cancer about 25 years ago. My father was a person who was never sick, and he loved working outside, working in his garden. He was diagnosed with lung cancer, and you've got to remember, that was 25 years ago, and my father was an old-fashioned type. When he was growing up, if you heard the word cancer, it was a death sentence.
Right.
There was no recovering from cancer, and in his mind, when he heard the word cancer, he was going to die. They did radiation on him. The cancer, the tumor, shrunk to the point that you could barely see it on x-ray anymore. For all practical reasons, my father should have been up walking around. But he had convinced himself that he had cancer and he was not going to live, and he didn't live.
That's right. That's right.
And I saw that firsthand. On the other hand, my mother, who dealt with cancer for 18 years, decided that the cancer wasn't going to get the best of her. She lived for 18 years with it. Mm-hmm. At the end, she decided that she had had enough, and she quit, and she died. But she did it on her own terms.
Right, right. That's beautiful for you to share that. It's good for people to hear.
And that's not putting my father down at all.
Oh, no.
But it shows that what we feel in our mind is what we're telling our bodies also.
Mm-hmm. It's so important. It's so important to have that good attitude and hope.
Yeah. So share the story that you were telling me before we came on in the air about the person that called you. We won't give any names.
Okay. I got a phone call last week from a lovely lady who received a copy of Pillow Talk, my book, for a Christmas gift. And she has full custody of a 2-year-old grandchild and 11-year-old grandchild. And the 11-year-old grandchild had been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder, a severe case since age 4, has been on medications, and he's being homeschooled because it's just easier for him to deal with the environment of being homeschooled. And she started using Pillow Talks with him, and he is now, just in a matter of months, learning algebraic equations and doing very well with that. And other reading skills have improved greatly for him.
Just using the techniques that you describe in Pillow Talk.
It obviously had some sort of effect. And she said her home is so much calmer right now, so much more peaceful, having these loving words spoken to her grandsons.
Yeah.
And it's just changed everything in the home environment and just making the home very pleasant for everyone.
So how do the doctors that you work with feel about Pillow Talk?
They love that I have a good attitude and positive attitude, and the patients have good outcomes, and they're very appreciative of it.
Okay. If people would like to pick up a copy of your book, where do they do that?
They can go to Glover's Natural Market. They can also go to the Peace Nook. And in Ashland, Alan Anderson's.
Oh.
NurseNancyBeck.com is my website.
Okay.
And also Amazon.com.
Oh, so you're all over the place.
Yes. Yes.
NurseNancyBeck.com or Amazon.com or Alan Anderson Flowers in
Ashland.
In Ashland. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Nurse Nancy Beck. It was a pleasure having you with us today. I so appreciate visiting with
Thank
you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story, too.
Okay. Our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again, or if you'd like to watch it, go to kbia.org, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a podcast or a vodcast. Bye-bye.